number 12 is from the Interim Director of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, requesting abolishment of one position of clerical specialist parks and the creation of one parks POS specialist. This also went to DAS and HR, which are provided reports for this.
And before we have a motion to approve, before you start, we've attempted to put some times on the agenda, and you know, we had you down for 11:15. We're getting to it at 11:35, so we're close. But we're trying to be cognizant of people's time. So, you know, don't feel like you have to show up at 9 o'clock if your thing says 11:15. We aren't gonna skip it because you're not here, and that would go for any other member of staff. We're trying to make sure that if you have an item, you don't have to sit there through 19 other items if you're not part of that. So with that, Ms. Schlesser, we have a motion to approve item 12. Do you want to just run through it quickly?
Yes, good morning, Chairman, Supervisors. Laura Schlesser, Chief of Administration and External Affairs for the Parks Department. Very simply, we're asking to abolish one position of clerical specialist and create one position of parks point-of-sale specialist, which is what POS stands for. This position has evolved over the years, especially with our transition into online reservation systems, both in Fairway and Class. It has become much less of an administrative support position and has become more of a technical, analytical position specializing in point of sale, which is obviously very important to us. Our concession division is responsible for about $8.5 million of our revenue.
Okay. Any other questions, discussion on this item? We have a motion to approve. Now, would you please take the roll?
On the motion, Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Momoles.
Aye.
Dorsett.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Scamper.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Motion approved, 9-0.